In today's news headlines, the U.S. trade deficit has jumped to a 10-year record high, according to new government figures from the Commerce Department. A nation's trade deficit is the difference between the amount of goods and services it imports compared to what it exports. For years, Donald Trump complained about the size of the U.S. trade deficit and claimed he would fix it as president. But the figures released this week appear to show that his practice of slapping tariffs on goods from other countries has not had its desired effect. The U.S. did increase its exports last year by nearly $150 billion, but the amount it imports jumped even higher by nearly $218 billion. The current trade deficit is $891 billion. According to the New York Times, while some of the reasons for the record high were not in Trump's control, quote, the widening gap was also exacerbated by Mr. Trump's $1.5 trillion tax cut, which has been largely financed by government borrowing and the trade war he escalated last year. A trade deficit is not considered a measure of a nation's economic strength, but Trump's focus on it has now come to bite him, as he appears to be failing on his own measure. Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen testified in a closed-door session to the House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday. It was his second time testifying in front of that panel. CNN reported that based on multiple sources, Cohen, quote, provided the House Intelligence Committee with new documents showing edits to the false written statement he delivered to Congress in 2017 about the Trump Organization's pursuit of the Trump Tower Moscow project into the 2016 campaign season. Those lawyers included Trump attorney Jay Sekulow. Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California who heads the House Intelligence Committee, spoke with press after Wednesday's closed-door hearing.
We had a very long day with Mr. Cohen. This was, of course, the second day before our committee. He answered every question that was put to him by members of both parties. He was fully cooperative with the committee. We had requested documents of Mr. Cohen. He has provided additional documents to the committee. There may be additional documents that he still has to offer, and his cooperation with our committee continues.
That's Congressman Schiff on Monday remarking about Cohen's testimony. In other news, a new poll released Wednesday revealed that public support for impeachment of the president has climbed. According to the Monmouth University Polling Institute, 42% of Americans feel that Trump should be impeached and compelled to leave the presidency, while 54% disagree. Last November, 36% favored impeachment and 59% did not. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan has said she will soon be introducing legislation to impeach Trump.
Later on this month, I will be joining folks and advocates across the country to file the impeachment resolution to start the impeachment proceedings. It's so critically important that we hold everybody, to the rule of law.
That's Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib on Wednesday. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen gave her first public testimony in front of the House Homeland Security Committee on Wednesday. Members of Congress questioned her about the Trump administration's family separation policy, among other things, to which she said it's not a policy, it's the law. She also insisted that undocumented immigrants, and children in particular, are not held in cages. Here is an exchange with committee chair Benny G. Thompson.
For the record, Madam Secretary, are we still using cages for children?
Sir, we don't use cages for children. In the border facilities that you've been to, they were not made to detain children. As the children are processed through, they are in subparts of those facilities.
Madam,
Secretary. I'm being as clear as I can, sir. Respectfully, I'm trying to answer your question.
Yes or no, are we still putting children in cages?
To my knowledge, CBP never purposely put a child in a cage, if you mean a cage like this.
Purposely or whatever, are we putting children in cages as of today?
Children are processed at the border facility stations that you've been at. Some of
the seen the cages. I just want you to admit that the cages exist.
Sir, they're not cages.
What are they?
Areas of the border facility that are carved out for the safety and protection of those who remain there while they're being processed. If we have two gangs, we separate them into separate areas of that facility.
No.
If we have a father and daughter, we separate that from another son.
We're not going to go through the semantics. Now, I saw the cyclone fences that were made as cages. And you did too. All you have to do is admit it. If it's a bad policy, then change it. But don't mislead the committee. Do not mislead the committee.
That's House Homeland Security Committee Chair Benny G. Thompson questioning Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen on Wednesday. In related news, a lawsuit over the Trump administration's family separation policy resulted in a government court filing, which revealed on Wednesday that 471 parents were deported from the U.S. without their children last year. It was the first time the government had admitted to a number. And a second federal judge has blocked Trump's plan to include a question about U.S. citizenship status on the next census. In a 126-page opinion published on Wednesday, Judge Richard Seaborg of California wrote, "In short, the inclusion of the citizenship question on the 2020 census threatens the very foundation of our democratic system and does so based on a self-defeating rationale." His ruling is likely to be appealed and go to the U.S. Supreme Court, which could rule on it by April. Freshman Republican Senator from Arizona, Martha McSally, on Wednesday revealed at a hearing on sexual assault in the military that she was raped during her service in the Air Force. The hearing was held by the Senate Armed Services Subcommittee, and McSally reportedly spent several days preparing her testimony. Here is some of what she said.
Like you, I am also a military sexual assault survivor. I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer. Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. Like many victims, I felt the system was raping me all over again.
That's Arizona Senator Martha McSally speaking at a Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military on Wednesday. McSally became the first American woman to fly a combat mission after a gender-based ban was lifted. She rose to the ranks of Air Force Colonel before retiring. During her testimony, she did not name her rapist. President Donald Trump on Wednesday signed an executive order overturning a requirement for government reporting of drone strikes on nations like Pakistan, Yemen, and Libya. The rule, made during President Obama's years, required U.S. intelligence officials to report on airstrikes, including the number of casualties from those strikes, every year. It had been in place for only 3 years. Under Trump, the government simply refused to issue the report last year. According to Politico, experts and former government officials bemoaned both the loss of a rare official glimpse of the CIA's activities and what they saw as a broader move away from transparency in counterterrorism operations. And that does it for our headlines today.